We are saying that welcome. Of course, that is late, but much better late than never. So that we think that's very good thing. And then we are really need to structure. We need the people to help us to know how that to advising the revolutionary to fighting, also to give them advising, and then also to trying to localization where they find the Gaddafi's forces.
How will this influence the fight against Gaddafi, in your view?
Firstly, I think that it will be very useful to, as they structure the people, they give them how using the weapons and then also how they know to fighting. At the same time, I think they will be also guiding the Air Force, NATO Air Force, when they attacking Gaddafi to localization where that. That the French minister, he said that we need that because the Air Force, NATO Air Force cannot attack exactly where that can find Gaddafi's troops because they have no any people on the ground. So that even they need 300 or 400 people where that European military or NATO military where they could guiding this is plane to attacking or to bombarding Gaddafi troops. I think it's a very good idea. Of course, that if there is some ground military to help Libyan people, but that is why it was my idea from a long time and then from the beginning of the revolution that I said that we need really grounding military, and then in the future we are also needing troops from United Nations to peacekeepers, because otherwise we will be fined. Even there's some people are fighting with Gaddafi, they will be also in when they end with Gaddafi. We need to all of them, these people also, to guarantee themselves also.
Some of these revolutionaries have said the airstrikes of NATO haven't gone far enough to stop Gaddafi's forces from attacking unarmed civilians. Do you think the UN peacekeepers on the ground could help in this directive?
Exactly. I think that, no, the first of all, that peacekeepers, they cannot just, that's not enough, because we need NATO militaries where they will be guiding the airplanes, where they give them the information. Libyan revolutions, they cannot give any information to the airplanes where that Gaddafi's troops is finding. For that, we need it for the first time. We need structure. We need military weapons. We need military equipment. We need also the people where that they have the technology to guiding the NATO airplanes. But if that, because the revolutions cannot say where that Gaddafi troops find exactly. And then this is, this need really good cooperation between military and ground and then the pilots, the military pilots, or the military air force pilots.
Shalu, what more role do you expect UN peacekeepers that you have called for to play in this ongoing crisis in Libya?
Oh, I think that first thing, it's very important then to facilitate the arriving human humanitarian helping. So that we need to have some United Nations soldiers or peacekeeping to help to arriving the humanitarian help. So that people now like Masrata who's in Tan, they are needing really help in medical and food and medical treatment, and also they need food for children, for also they need also psychological and others for the children, for the women, for others. But there's a lot of work that we need from United Nations to do it by the peacekeepers. So that I think they will be playing a role. It's very important to help the people in humanitarian action.